What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now rolling with the winners on Winner's Circle Media. What's going on, good people? It's PR checking in with RWTW, the podcast. Feels like I haven't spoken to y'all in a long time, but I guess it really wasn't that long. What I will say is a lot has changed since the last time I spoke to you guys. I think last time we spoke, I announced a bunch of shows that we were going to have on Winner's Circle Media. And I'm proud to say that all of those shows, by the time you listen to this podcast, will have already launched. We'll already have at least one episode live on winnerscirclemedia.com. So super proud of what we've been able to accomplish as a unit. You know, not only getting the website up again, you'll hear me say it a thousand times this episode, winnerscirclemedia.com, but getting up the individual podcast shows. I won't say I was surprised or shocked by the level, or how good the first shows were, because I truly believe in each host. That's why they are a part of Winner's Circle Media. I believe in them individually. I believe in them as people. I believe in them as talent. I believe in them as hosts. So I can't say I was surprised, but I was surprised. I think the first show we launched was Keeping It Civil with Karen, and she came out the gate. If you know Karen Civil, you know she plays no games. She throws no jabs. Everything is straight power punches and hooks. You know, she came out the gate, her first show, she had YG on as a guest. And it was funny to see, though, man, because I think when everyone signed on to have their individual shows, it was a little bit of play-play. Like, yeah, cool, I'll do a podcast. You know, the good guys with Meal and Steph, or, you know, Heron with Party Supplies, or, you know, even, you know, me and Victor on the Victor Cruz show. You know, I think it was play-play. Everyone was like, cool, we'll do a show. And kind of, you know, talk our shit and do what we do. And then Karen came out the gate, you know, on the first episode of Keeping It Civil with Karen. And she had YG on as a guest. And, you know, it's funny, her being the only female on the show right now, at this present moment. A lot more to come on that shortly. You know, she came out the gate, again, throwing haymakers. Really dope interview with YG where they covered a lot of stuff, everything from his album to collaborations to him getting shot and, you know, him on social, to him feeling, you know, he got slighted a little bit and didn't get the look he wanted or deserved in a Beats by Dre commercial, which is hilarious. You know, but it was dope. I think she set the table, you know, and set the tone that, you know, she wasn't here for the games. And, you know, if you haven't heard the first episode of Keeping It Civil with Karen, please, you know, go over to winnerscirclemedia.com and give it a listen. She's super dope. The episode was super dope. I learned a lot by listening to it. And, you know, I purposely don't listen to any of the shows till they're posted, because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of each person on the show, each person on the network. And I don't edit any shows, you know, what they present or what shows they turn in are the shows that we post. So you're getting it unedited for the most part, you know, some tweaks or whatnot, but for the most part you're getting, you know, the shows the hosts turn in. You know, following Karen and, you know, Keeping It Civil with Karen were the good guys, my guys out in Cleveland, DJ Steph Floss and DJ Meal. Their first podcast was an interesting, their first episode was an interesting one in that Steph was traveling. He wasn't even in Cleveland. So I believe Meal called Steph and he spoke on speakerphone. But you could tell, you know, the chemistry those two guys have, the relationship those guys have, you know, on and off the air. It was instant, you know. So first episode was really dope and hilarious and kind of, you know, set the table for what they have coming up and what their show is going to be about. And in true form to those guys, being the overachievers they are and the hustlers and you know, the manner in which they work, they already put up their second show. So while Karen was first, the good guys came up and put a show up and then put another show up. I just literally just listened to their show and I'm inspired. They had DJ Khaled on as a guest. you know, who's a heavyweight in the hip-hop industry, obviously. And it was just hilarious to hear kind of their dynamic. I think they recorded it from Meal's crib. And DJ Khaled called in from Miami, I believe. And you know, Khaled was Khaled, you know, bigger than, larger than life personality. Talked about everything from why we're the best, or we the best. Talked about his new, you know, album he's working on. Talked about his new single, climbing the charts. Talked about his new restaurant, Finger Licking, I think it's called. And even told Meal that they could prepare something for, even told Steph they could prepare something for him special, since Steph is allegedly, you guys can't see me, but I'm using air quotes, allegedly a vegan. I'm almost positive I've seen him eat a Whopper on the road, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, shout out to the good guys for coming through and doing their thing and just bringing their energy to the network. Really excited to see what they cook up. And I believe, you know, they'll be in Toronto doing kind of a, I don't want to call it a day in the life, but, you know, their show will be about their weekend in Toronto. So a lot more to come with that, to come on that. But they're killing it out the gate as well. And then it was, you know, moving on from the good guys, the next show was the Victor Cruz show, which I co-host. But it's, you know, it's funny. I said it on the first episode. You know, that show's not, it is not me interviewing Vic. It's really Vic's show. And I joke that I'm just there, but I really am just there. And we're having honest conversation and just kind of just having, you know, what I like to call barbershop talk. We're talking our talk about everything from music to culture to sneakers to sports to, you know, him coming back, his rehab and all of that stuff. We're just talking, you know. And it's unfiltered, and we're just talking, you know, talking what we talk. Super dope to see him in that light. I know he's really excited about it. What was funny, and I mentioned it on the show, if you haven't heard the first episode of the Victor Cruz show, again, go to winnercirclemedia.com and check it out. It was funny because he tells me he's coming so we could record our first episode of the Victor Cruz show, and he shows up with a camera crew for the documentary he's working on him, right? He's featured in a documentary. And it was funny, I told him, I'm like, sometimes I forget that he's Victor Cruz. You know, to me, he's Vic. That's my brother. And there are times when I'll talk to him on the phone, and he'll be like, hey, you know, I'm running late. I got to make one quick stop. I have one quick meeting, and I'll be over to you like in an hour. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm in the office and the TV's on and I glance over my shoulder and he's on live doing an interview on ESPN. You know, so I forget sometimes that he is who he is. And, you know, that's just a homie. And I think that's a credit to him just being, you know, if you have the pleasure of knowing Vic, you know, just being the humble, down to earth dude that he is, you know. And I've had the pleasure to meet some of his homies. And, you know, that's a consistent theme. They all say, you know, who Vic is today is the same guy he was when he was in Patterson, you know, in high school and stuff. So, but that show's funny. I expect a lot more to come on that. And we'll talk, you know, we'll talk everything. We'll talk, like I said, sports and culture and hip-hop and sneakers and, you know, you name it. If it's hot, if it's a hot topic, we'll talk about it. And we'll also have some of our guests. You know, we'll look to have some of his teammates on. We'll look to have, you know, other athletes on. So excited about that. Another show, moving on from the Victor Cruz show, another show I'm really excited about that by the time you hear this will have launched his first episode is Party Supplies by Heron Preston. You know, for those of you that know Heron and you know, let me start. But for those of you that don't know Heron, Heron's a super talented, super creative dude from downtown New York, Manhattan. You know, he's involved in everything. He's involved in fashion. He's involved in music. He's involved in art. You know, I actually had the pleasure of hiring Heron at Nike. And I've told a few people this story. He was by far, I hope Heron's listening to this, he was by far the worst interview I've ever done or had in my entire professional career. The very short story or the very short version of it is Heron shows up, walks into the conference room. He's dressed pretty much. Hold on one second. Yeah, he's dressed pretty much like you would dress to hang out with your friends on a Wednesday to go get a slice of pizza. Like, he's wearing like a ripped shirt, ripped jeans, you know, whatnot. Walks into the room. I ask him a basic question that everyone interviewing someone asks. Hey, you know, can I see your resume? Did you bring your resume? And he hits me with like a, oh, nah. Like, literally like, nah. Yeah, I don't have a resume. Then points over to my side of the table and goes, does that thing have Wi-Fi? That thing being my laptop. And I say, yeah, it does have Wi-Fi. He goes, you know, yeah, open it up and you can go to my Tumblr and you can see what I've worked on. So not only did he not have a resume, he basically pointed me to his Tumblr so I could see the stuff he'd worked on. I don't know if it's a credit to, you know, how smart and how great he is that I hired him or how dumb I am that I hired him. But not in all seriousness, you know, Aaron was a dope hire, one of the best hires I've ever made in all of my years of just working in corporate America. And since Nike, you know, he's gone on to work with the likes of Virgil. You know, they created Ben Trill, you know, so he's definitely a creative dude. And if you do know Heron, you never know what you're going to get. He might be talking New York Knicks with you one minute. He might be talking about Martians the next minute. And his show reflects that. When you listen to his show, you never know what you're going to get. The first episode I heard, I was floored. Just the subject matter is hilarious. I won't ruin it for anyone. You know, give it a listen. I will give you a heads up that it is not safe for work, his first episode. But you know, in typical Heron fashion, the show's super dope. It's super insightful, I'll say that. And I'll leave the rest up to you guys. And then, of course, you have RWTW, the podcast, which you're listening to now. Which will continue to be my show and Justin's show. Justin's all over the world. Who knows if and when he'll be on another episode. That's what happens when you're making big money. You don't have time for the little people anymore. But the mic's here, the mic's open, and hopefully we'll get him back on the show soon. You know, and that's the network right now. You know, we have Keeping It Civil with Karen. We have the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing with DJ Steph Flores and DJ Mio. We have the Victor Cruz Show, which I'm just there. We have Party Supplies by Heron Preston. And you have RWTW, the podcast. I wasn't going to do this. I didn't plan on doing this, but I will. You know what? Should I do this? Should I announce one of our next shows? Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What I will say is next episode, I will be announcing new additions to the network, which we're extremely excited about. I almost just spilled the beans, but I won't. You know, and shout out to our producer, Eric, who honestly has kind of pulled off the impossible. I think it was like 4 weeks ago. I was like, yo, I want to do this podcast network, and this is kind of my vision, and this is kind of how I want to do it, and this is who I want to have on it, and this is how I want it to look, and this is kind of the cadence. Oh, and I want to do all this in 3 weeks. And, you know, he took the baton and ran with it. And, you know, here we are. We have Winner Circle Media, a podcast network with really dope shows and really dope people. And, you know, true to my style and my speed, we're adding shows already. You know, we're only one and two episodes in, and we're about to introduce, I promise, on the next episode, I'll at least announce one new host, if not two or three. So, but I'll hold off on that announcement for the next one. And that's, you know, that's Winner Circle Media. Super excited about it, man. Really, really excited. Like I said, I am a fan of each show and each host. If I wasn't, they wouldn't be part of the network. And I listen to each show like a fan. I'm inspired and I laugh. And I, you know, as I'm listening to shows, I'm texting the host like, yo, you're crazy, or this was hilarious, or, you know, I'm literally in tears over here. So super dope. I hope you guys get enjoyment out of them. Hope you guys find inspiration, learn something, a little humor, you know, and check them out and keep supporting. You know, we'll all get better. Like I said, we don't take ourselves seriously, that seriously when it comes to this. So we hope you don't either. Again, winnercirclemedia.com. You can follow all of us individually on social media, or you can follow WCM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. you know, and a lot more to come on Winner Circle Media. So I'll wrap that section or that part of this podcast up. Two more things I kind of wanted to cover. One, I couldn't be any prouder to be saying this. As I'm recording this, it is actually 11:50 p.m. on Wednesday night. So that is Wednesday, July 29th. And tomorrow's a special day. Tomorrow, you know, as I like to say, all days are special, right? Any day above ground is a good one. But tomorrow, Thursday the 30th, is an extremely special day. And it's special for one simple reason. Tomorrow is the first day of Giants, the New York Football Giants training camp. And as a lifelong Giants fan, I'm excited and happy that, you know, the Giants are opening camp and looking forward to the prospects of another great season. But on a more personal note, you know, I'm excited that tomorrow, you know, my brother Vic reports to camp. When we think about how his last season ended, you know, that terrible injury, you know, there were, you know, news experts, you know, I use that term loosely, very loosely, that were questioning if he'd ever play again, or were questioning, you know, if his career was done. And honestly, man, to be there, you know, front and center to see the work, you know, Vic put in, you know, while everyone was clubbing, while everyone was traveling and getting it in and vacationing and all this stuff, you know, Vic was doing two-a-days on his own, you know. And as an athlete, it's a tough thing. You know, it's a tough thing to kind of, your team goes on and they're playing and competing and on TV every Sunday, and you're kind of by yourself left to rehab and wonder, you know, will you ever be the same or make it back? So I'm happy to report, and you heard him, you know, on the first episode of the Victor Cruz Show, he's doing great. He's feeling great. You know, I think now the challenge we're all going to have, you know, I say we, just those close to him, is going to be slowing him down. You know, it's going to be getting him, you know, making sure he's ready physically and mentally for game one against the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I think he's ready to go, you know, day one, you know, of training camp. You know, I was just texting with him earlier and I was like, hey, what time do you guys got to report? You know, tomorrow. And he's like, anytime between 8 and 12 a.m. or 8 a.m. to 12 noon, which means I'll be at my locker at 6 a.m. You know, so he's super excited, man. And I'm proud and nervous for him, like it's me reporting to camp. So I just wanted to give my brother Vic a shout. You know, he's come such a long way and still a long way to go, you know, but the fact that he's even here, the fact that he's reporting to camp, the fact that he feels as good as he feels and he looks as good as he looks, you know, out on the field. Really excited for him, man. So a lot more to come on that, obviously. Looking to do a show with him from training camp next week. He doesn't know that. He does now that he heard this. But looking to do a show with him from training camp and kind of get him to check in on kind of, you know, how things are going for Big Blue and for him. The last thing I'll cover is, you know, the team and I are going to Toronto on Friday or Saturday. I can't remember now. All the days are bleeding into each other. But I've never been to Toronto. I was talking to Future, not Future the rapper, Future the Prince, Drake's DJ and manager. And I was telling him I'd never been to Toronto. And he was like, wow, we got to make sure you have an amazing time. I want you to think of Toronto like your home. And that's one thing. I actually know a few people from Toronto. The one thing I can say consistently is, you know, their hospitality and the way they treat people and the way they speak about Toronto. They're very prideful people, and proud of Toronto. So I'm looking forward to, you know, experiencing their city. I've heard nothing but great things. We're going out there for a few meetings, a few business meetings. At the same time, it's Caravana, and at the same time, it's OVO Fest. So, which should be interesting, unless you've been, you know, under a rock with what's been going on in the hip-hop industry and the rap industry with a couple of artists the last couple of days and some diss tracks, diss records. I think, you know, there's the potential for fireworks at OVO Fest. So excited about that, excited about my first time in Toronto, and excited about being out there with the fam. One thing I'll leave you with that I can't speak too much on, that I shouldn't even speak on, is there is something in the works, or something that's happening in Toronto, this weekend. And what I will say is that there has been a challenge issued from a certain basketball player. I'll say, I don't know, let me see. I don't want to give it away. He's the best basketball player on the planet. And he has challenged a certain rapper from Toronto to a kickball game. So it'll be team said basketball player versus team said Toronto rapper this weekend. I will be participating in this kickball challenge. But it should be a great time. It should be hilarious. Should be fun. And as with most things we do, it normally all starts out fun and then it becomes super, you know, it becomes super, super competitive. So looking forward to that. Stay tuned for that. I'm looking to do a show or two from Toronto. So a lot more to come on that. I know the Good Guys and their podcast About Nothing, they'll be doing an episode from Toronto. So, you know, a lot more to come from Toronto. And that's kind of it on this end, man. I want to check in and kind of give you guys an update on Winner Circle Media. I wanted to, you know, give huge props to all of my counterparts and all of my hosts. Shout out to Karen Civil with her show, Keeping It Civil with Karen. Shout out to DJ Steph Lawson, DJ Mio, with the Good Guys podcast. Shout out to my brother and co-host of the Victor Cruz Show, Vic Cruz. Shout out to Heron Preston with Party Supplies. You can follow all of us on social media. You can go to winnercirclemedia.com. Have the latest podcast episodes up there. Have bios, have news, have upcoming events. You know, check us out. Tell us what you think. Give us your honest feedback. Tell us that, you know, you love what we're doing. Tell us that we're trash. Tell us that there's someone out there that has an amazing podcast that we should try to have join the network. We want you guys to feel empowered because, you know, we're doing this show for you guys and we definitely want your feedback. So a lot more to come. All good things happening. That's really it for me, man. I said I was going to keep this show under 25 minutes and I'm coming in at about 22 and a half minutes. So proud of that. And that's really it, man. To the next show. As always, humbled, honored for you tuning in and kind of rocking with me for a little bit. And stay tuned. A lot more to come. That's it. We're out. RWTW, the podcast. PR signing off. Peace.